This is Scott McCulloch for Now News and Events. I'm at the President's Reunion Gala at Montreal's Westin Hotel, where Concordia alumni are gathered for an evening of dinner, dancing, and memories. The gala marks the diamond anniversary of Sir George Williams' first graduating class. Alumni President Marty Wiegensberg says Georgian pride is irrepressible.
We Georgians, who have all graduated from Sir George Williams University, and we who celebrate our 75th anniversary as alums, have many reasons to be proud. Proud of our history, proud of our own heritage, proud of our diversity. Proud to be a family member of Concordia and proud of its growth and accomplishments.
Marie-Claire Morin, Vice President of Advancement and Alumni Relations, says Sir George will long be known for its empowerment of individuals.
For those who dreamed of higher education, who sought to widen their horizons and their career options, Sir George Williams created many possibilities.
Concordia President Alan Shepard also drew attention to a university's power to change lives. He says Concordia's strengths are on the rise.
Not only do we have absolutely incredible facilities for today's students, facilities that you may have hoped for, we also have a very strong faculty and a very strong student body, and the quality of the work that is going on at the university and the kind of preparation that's being made for careers and lives is quite extraordinary, and you would be proud of it.
Loyola Alumni Association President Donal Ryan recalls his college days as a time of change.
A lot of things happened during my stay at Loyola. We had a lot of new buildings built, the Vanier Library, Hinkson Hall.
Global TV news anchor Jamie Orchard hosted the gala, but the night belonged to Marty Wiegensberg, who is spearheading a drive to raise $750,000 towards the Sir George Williams Endowment Fund.
We are now at approximately 400,000 of our alumni endowment, looking to hit 750 for the 75th. This endowment fund is our eternal legacy.